Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Well, every year about this time, I like to kick out at least one article and podcast on safety. Now, we're all aware that farming of any kind is one of the most dangerous professions in business. However, those of us that are lucky enough to go out there every day and sell to those farmers and agribusinesses are often subjected to those very same unsafe environments. While it typically doesn't make the news when a salesperson is hurt in farming, trust me, it does happen. And more importantly, these accidents are avoidable. As a sales manager, I was lucky enough to work for a company that not only preached safety, but believed it and lived it from the top all the way down and through the organization. In addition to all those years of an ingrained safety culture, my dad was a production manager in an airplane factory. He lived safety in everything he did, including herding six kids through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and into the 80s. So I have lived a safety culture my entire life. After hanging out at my house with my family and hearing about how dangerous things are, one of my friends said, "Greg, until I met your dad, I didn't realize so many things could kill you." So after a lifetime of hearing it from my dad and 24 years at work, I really do think it's worth a little space this week. Well, here we go. Here are the four areas that you can remain safe in. Well, first of all is animals. We work with them and around them on almost every farm call we go on. Dogs will be there almost everywhere. Just assume every farm has one or more dogs. Let's talk about the big bad ones. I was out making cold calls on horse farms one year. It's challenging sometimes to find the owners. In one experience, I saw a pickup parked outside the front of a barn. Assuming someone must be in the barn, I stopped and began walking into the aisleway between the stalls, shouting out, "Hello, is anybody there?" From the far end, two fairly large Rottweilers bolted into the aisle and immediately started running towards me. Well, I was lucky enough to get into my car before they got to me. But it's the yappy little yard dogs that get you every time. My only real bite came from a Border Collie yard dog that wasn't aggressive until I knocked on the customer's door. He spun around and grabbed me on the ankle. It didn't break the skin of any kind, but the only time I ever truly got bit. How about horses? Let's just suffice it to say they scare the hell out of me just because of their absolute brute power and unpredictability. I've seen the YouTube videos of people being kicked, and there are not enough sales in the world worth having that happen to me. However, one windy day, a salesperson I was working with was weigh taping several horses. That's where you take something that looks like a tailor's measuring tape, and you wrap it around their stomach and or their chest area, and you measure them and you weigh them out. I decided I would help out, so I pulled out my own weigh tape, which I shook out into the wind to unwind it, not really thinking that that might scare this horse. The horse alerted, ears went back, and it nervously fidgeted. All of this went on without my awareness. My fellow salesperson made me very aware that I was really close to getting kicked. And you know, I was never really sure if she meant by her or the horse. Well, how about cattle? Obviously, we're all smart enough to know the bull is a very dangerous animal that we should not be in a pen with. Watch any kid's cartoon and you'll see the bull, you know, kills Bugs Bunny or Yosemite Sam or whoever it is. But don't turn your back on the cow either. It's often the protective mama cow that kicks the snot out of the unsuspecting more often than the bull catches people. Well, let's go to the next area of safety, and that's about equipment. There are too many close calls or near misses to even write about, so I'll just list some of the more dangerous that I experienced over the years. Look at wiring. There's open sockets, wires in water, hanging live wires, overloaded sockets, extensions cords, in every state of disrepair you can imagine. These are just electrocutions waiting to happen. Then you move on to tractors and forklifts. Now, being around them is bad enough, but when we're out there selling and we're trying to prove sometimes that we know what it's like to be a farmer or we want to jump on board, we actually get the chance to use the equipment ourselves. Well, here's my advice. Unless you're very familiar with that particular piece of equipment, I wouldn't do it. Not worth it. Then let's move on to mixers, grinders, and other things that just chop and grind stuff. Once when taking a tour of a local feed mill prospect,
we passed by an open-top ribbon mixer. And if you're not familiar with what that looks like, you should Google it. It looks like something that would just break limbs, chop you up into a million pieces, and it probably could. It was an open top, and the reason it was open was so that they could just dump hand-added vitamins and minerals, the small stuff that they added by hand, they could just dump it straight in without having to lift a lid. Well, I stopped the sales call. I couldn't help myself, and I discussed how crazy it is that employees were working around and walking near this with coats and hats and things that could get caught in there and wrap them up. Well, the result is you can guess I didn't get the sale. And you know what? I really didn't care, as it had to be said and somebody needed to tell them that it was crazy. Well, then let's talk about bins. There's grain bins, there's silage piles, or any other large collection of a commodity that's up in the air. Anything up in the air. Just remember, gravity works and it falls. So whether it's a tractor on jacks or it's a car on jacks or it's a pile of equipment, anything that somebody might be working on or piled up high, it's going to fall eventually. Just be ready and be alert near it. Well, let's go on to the obvious safety area for salespeople, and that's driving. You know, we all live in remote areas and we drive a lot of miles in pursuit of our sales. And it's one huge area of safety for us. In a production facility or a company office, you know, we can control the environment fairly well to make it safe. On the open road, we have distracted, drunk drivers on icy, snowy roads in rain and foggy conditions. Add in traffic, and then add in all those dashboard dials that, you know, there's more of those than there are in an F-15 cockpit, and you have a recipe for disaster at any moment. While we feel it's always those idiots on their phones who don't know how to drive, we don't hesitate to think that our phone call or our urgent need to swerve across four lanes of traffic, it's perfectly understandable and they should just get out of our way. Every year about this time, the summer heat gives way to fall and then we get that first snap of ice and snow. Further north, it might be mid-October. For others, it might not happen until November, December. It would happen every year on Highway 90, which ran north from Illinois into Wisconsin. That state line area was like a weather line. Cars going full speed from Illinois, often on cruise control, would hit the ice and snow at about the state line, causing multiple accidents. After spending 4 years in Alaska and 20 years in the northern U.S., here's my take on salespeople driving in bad weather. Don't. You're not saving lives nor delivering organ transplants. Your customers will be there tomorrow or the next day and will certainly understand the need to reschedule an appointment. Well, the last area of safety I want to talk about, and this is getting more and more applicable as times get tougher, but that's around customers. Yes, believe it or not, customers can pose a danger. Now, most customers are safe and don't pose a threat. However, we sell into a very stressful business environment. In addition, most of our calls are remote. Few people know where we are, and I found most of our customers are, you know, they're armed with guns, and sometimes they're loaded guns. While I have never been physically threatened by a customer, I know several people that have. And this usually happened when they went out there to collect on a past due account and they needed to get an invoice paid of something of that nature, and the customer got a little bit violent or angry with them and took it out on them. But during the drought of 2012, I worked with a team that originated grain from farmers in the Midwest. They had forward-booked grain that simply did not grow. Just about every salesperson had multiple customers that broke down in tears at some point over their inability to deliver on their contracts. They were farming and they wanted to produce the crop. They didn't want to farm for insurance and they didn't want to not deliver on their crop and they wanted to deliver to us. Some of the customers responded to this stress with blame. And government and the big ag companies like the one I worked with were often the targets of that blame. Well, as a sales team, we had multiple discussions about showing empathy, avoiding the escalation of a highly emotional encounter, and gaining a really good understanding of how to use crop insurance helped prepare our team for these conversations. Well, one last area around customer safety that I dealt with centered on the women that I worked with over the years. Now, I have to admit, I never experienced what they did, but I did share their concerns. As ag salespeople, we work in remote areas with spotty cell coverage and with customers that can act on a range from courteous and respectful to rude, offensive, and just downright creepy. There is a whole complex of issues that saleswomen face in this situation.
and my advice was always based on their safety. First, if you don't feel right about the situation or customer, get out quickly or don't go at all. Second, if a customer is not respectful or worse, then you never have to call on them. Depending on the situation, we dealt with it in a variety of ways, which ranged from confronting the issue, which usually would stop anybody that was being rude, you know, to just simply cutting them off as a customer and nobody would call on them further at that point. I was lucky enough to work with some of the very talented women in the industry who handled these situations appropriately, and I only had to get involved on a few rare occasions. Well, folks, safety is one of those areas that takes a backseat in the sales world, which is unfortunate due to the number of risks that we face. Take just a few minutes today and think about the environment you will encounter, from the drive to the equipment to the animals to even the stressed out customers you will meet. What might happen? What could go wrong, and how should I react if it does go wrong? What can I do to avoid these dangers? In addition to that, I came across a poem years ago. It was put on by our production crew, and they sent this poem out to us. It was written by Don Merrill, and it's called "I Chose to Look the Other Way." But here it is. I'm not a great poem reader, but I'm going to do my best to read a poem for you here. "I Chose to Look the Other Way." I could have saved a life that day, but I chose to look the other way. It wasn't that I didn't care. I had the time and I was there. But I didn't want to seem a fool or argue over a safety rule. I knew he'd done the job before. If I spoke up, he might get sore. The chances didn't seem that bad. I'd done the same. He knew I had. So I shook my head and walked on by. He knew the risks as well as I. He took the chance. I closed an eye. And with that act, I let him die. I could have saved a life that day, but I chose to look the other way. Now every time I see his wife, I'll know I should have saved his life. That guilt is something I must bear, but it isn't something you need to share. If you see a risk that others take that puts their health or life at stake, the question asked or the thing you say could help them live another day. If you see a risk and walk away, then hope you never have to say, I could have saved a life that day, but I chose to look the other way. Pretty powerful message. Have a great and safe day.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.